FOZ Mobile.
For FOZ. KN4 VVY Victor Victor Yankee Mobile.
4 VVY. My name's Jeff. How we doing?
Good, Jeff. Name here's Alan. I am mobile in Easley, heading to Pickens.
Still, how's the quarantine treating you so far?
Oh, I'm going to visit my son. I guess that's against quarantine there, but we're doing good. I still work and have to work this week, so I work in the food packaging business, so it's a critical need these days, so they're going to work us hard.
Has anything changed for you guys amidst all of this?
Factory there, they stopped meetings and they're not letting vendors in unless it's very, very critical. And then they have to go through an examination of a little bit and answer questions, but to get into the plant. But other than that, they said that the trend has gone from packaging fast food to more grocery type food.
Well, that's good. It sounds like things haven't changed for you guys too much. That's a plus.
What about you? You doing okay with your employment or whatever?
Personally, I work remotely. So I usually work from my house. Occasionally we go into a small office we rent out, but I work on a web application called Ammo Ready. It's a e-commerce platform for firearm and outdoor retailers. So, it hasn't really affected us too much since we pretty much all work from home all the time. So it's been pretty good for me, fortunately.
Man, that's pretty cool, the ammo business. Well, anyhow, I was stocked up, so I didn't need to run out. I got one little thing, but anyhow, that's like my son I'm going to visit. Him and his wife both work from home, and they maintain a website for a company that builds electronic modules for automatic transmissions. They're like an add-on box, and it's geared toward people who drag race with automatic transmissions. And so he has to maintain all the documents and instructions and drawings and manuals.
So they both work there, and what was the company?
It's called U.S. Shift, and yeah, they both work for the company. And it's a little cottage business based there in Pickens, and I've tried out their I drove a truck. They just happened to put one of their older shifters in, and oh my gosh, it's incredible what those things will do.
Only automatic transmissions that they work with.
Sorry, got into a dead spot here.
Might be in a dead spot myself. I was asking, is it only automatic transmissions they work with? W4FOZ.
Roger that, yeah, just automatic. And it's pretty limited to just certain Ford and Chevy transmissions. But it's a big thing. A lot of people buy their product and use it.
They're based out of Pickens?
Roger, yeah.
Pretty small company?
Yeah, it's a pretty small company. But anyhow, they've been around for a number of years. But it's cool when you can work from home like that.
It's definitely been helpful, that's for sure. I really hate it for I mean, especially food workers and, you know, all the people right now who are just, you know, what do you do? And it puts them in such a tough position, and they don't really even have a choice.
Yeah, I'm old and in the food industry there. KN4VVY.
VVY, what rig are you running?
It's a Kenwood. It's an older Kenwood. I think it's a called a TM778 dual band. And right now I'm doing 50 watts on it. When I got in that hole, I just hit the power button.
A good unit. You're coming through nice and clear.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, it's an older unit. It's got a lot of bells and whistles. It's Fiddle Crossband, one of the first radios that come out that are crossband. I don't know when they come out with this radio, but it's been a while. HF work also?
I'm technician class, so, you know, pretty limited on the HF bands. I might eventually try to get more into it, maybe do some CW, but mostly I got into ham for having good, you know, comms when I'm on the trails, when you can't have cell phone access. So that's mostly what I use it for.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I just got my general license last June. But what I did first, I bought a kind of a lower-cost Yazoo HF radio and did a lot of listening. You are allowed as a technician to transmit on 10 meters and some of the digital or CW, but I never messed with CW at all. But once I did get my license, I found one of the things I enjoyed so much is the digital modes on HF. Like this morning, I had the computer hooked to the radio, and I was using a program called WinLink to send email over HF. And I just sent a test email to myself, and sure enough, it came in.
That's amazing. I actually haven't even heard of that before, so that's pretty neat.
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of digital modes. There's one called Whisper, WSPR, I think it is, and they have a website with a map, and you download their free software, and the software, of course, talks to your radio, tells it to transmit and all that. And what it's used for is to, you know, check your antenna if you made one or put one up or propagation from your area. And so it sends a little packet information, and then anybody that receives it and has that same software, it reports it to the website. And so very quickly you can look at a world map and see who all has heard you. And it's real fun when you put it down on 5 watts. It's amazing how far signal will get over digital.
That's incredible. What was the software application that you used for that?
WSPR, trying to remind you of Whisper.
I'm actually going to sign off. I'm going to pop into a grocery store real quick. But it's been good talking with you. 74FOZ73, clear.
W4SOZ, KN4VVY. Nice talking to you, 73. Take care. Enjoy the QSO. And I will be clear.